So ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the free and open source conference FrostCon at Hochschule Bonn-Rhein-Sieg, University of Applied Sciences. I am proud to say that this is the 17th time that we are holding this event, which has developed to the second largest open source conference in Germany and to the third largest in Europe. Even though we are a medium-sized university with around 10,000 students, our computer science is comparable to much larger institutions and has always been an important field of education and research at our university. We offer programs such as Master of Visual Computing and Games Technology, Master of Autonomous Systems, and a few more. Our PhD graduates are successful worldwide in computer science research. And with the newly established Promotionskolleg NRW, we expect our PhD programs to grow even further. After 2 years of online conferencing, we are happy that we finally meet in person. This is especially important because, besides the highly relevant content, it is the social aspect and the family friendliness that make this conference unique. And I'm sure you are aware, I've already seen quite a few kids and parents walking here through the hallway. Although we are a bit sad that it was not possible to run the traditional kids track, we hope that from next year we offer a program for all ages from 8 to 89. We have 80 sessions and presentations, 10 workshops, and 40 exhibitors. In 2019, the last FrostCon with an in-person participation, we welcomed 2,000 visitors, and we hope that we will come close to this figure this year again. As a social scientist myself, I noticed with pleasure that FrostCon, even though a computer science conference, also addresses social aspects. We all know that in our complex world of today, it is not possible to separate technology, people, minds, values, and behavior. It is all intertwined, and the answers to today's real challenges are always interdisciplinary. Let me just quote two topics of this weekend. Wenn du kein Wartungsfenster planst, plant es dein System für dich. Jeder braucht mal eine Pause. If you do not plan a maintenance window, your system will do it for you. Everyone needs a break. It is wise that technologists have quit believing that systems will run forever, very much like human beings will not run forever if you do not give them a break. The second topic which I noticed is about the so-called culture of errors. It acknowledges that humans make mistakes, no matter how careful they work, and that instead of a culture of error-free systems, we need to nurture a culture which welcomes errors as an opportunity to learn. The most prominent example is the airline industry, where pilots have to commit to a culture of errors. They speak openly about their mistakes and how to prevent others to repeat the same mistakes. At the heart of the culture of errors is an attitude which does not judge or disqualify the one who made an error, but to congratulate him or her for the openness to bring it onto the table. It was certainly no error to invite the many, many volunteers, staff, students, partners to help prepare the conference. Every year, we are overwhelmed by how many people are willing to work hard, the only return being the fun of collaborating with nice people and the satisfaction to see such a complex event running smoothly. They deserve a round of applause by the audience. I wish the conference lots of success, the participants lots of insights, and the people involved lots of interesting social interaction and networking. Enjoy.